Ernie, do you remember the downfall of Richmond?
No, I don't. It's I played the doggone thing and used to bat and
I'll start you on it and get you going here.
I just give up on it, huh?
How about if I get you going a little bit on it? You played it for me. Maybe we can... You do a good job on it. How about the Jack of Diamonds? Want to play that? Said so when you learn a tune, do you pretty much stick with it, or do you change it over time as you play it?
You mean
the way you play the
add
tune?
Add some or take some away?
Yeah.
No, I try to play it just like it's supposed. The nearest, I try to play every tune the nearest to the original way that it can be, that I know it. Mm-hmm. Of course, like I say, it's like that chap Chase. I just play it the best I can. I can't get the parts in there that really belong in it, but I play it just as near the way that it's supposed to be played, as I know how, and I try to do all things. I mean, I never did try to add something different, you know, to a especially old time tunes. I like to hear them just the way that it was played 200 years ago or whatever. As far as I know, the tunes that I play that's been handed down through my family from one generation to the other, I still play those tunes just like they were first played. As far as I know.
Somebody asked a little while ago for Piney Mountain. You Piney Mountain. Play that today. He played. Thank you. Ernie, a lot of people, we've been here this week talking about old tunes and about thinking about where they came from. And a lot of people trace some of the tunes back to Ireland and Scotland and places. And but tunes like that one don't sound like those other tunes that come from Ireland and places. And I know you've said, well, your great-great-grandmother was a full-blooded Indian.
Yeah, right.
And you've told me in the past that you thought maybe the Indians had a lot to do with the sound of that,
yeah,
of that music.
I do. That's true. It's a little different. As far as my music is concerned, I really prefer that tune above all the tunes I play. I like it better than any tune I play. It's really a good old time tune. It's an old tune. Yes, I think the Indians probably had a lot to do with it. It's been in my family, far back as I have any history of them, and they've played it down through the years.
Well, I was thinking, for instance, that tune Shelvin Rock that Saul Carpenter was supposed to have made up about his birthplace.
Saul made
his mother was an Indian.
Yeah, that's right.
And so he was half Indian.
Yeah, that's right.
And that tune Shelvin Rock, to me, has a lot of that same kind of lonesome kind of sound in it that Piney Mountain does.
It does. It has there's part of it there is a lot of life.
Is Sally Gooden that old?
Sally Gooden's an old tune.
That goes back that far.
You want to play Sally Gooden?
I don't do a very good job on Sally Gooden, I'll tell you that. That's a tune that I've... I don't care how good you get, who you are, there'll be some tunes that will just be a kind of a problem for you. I don't know why that is, but Gary can tell you that.
Thank you.
Ernie plays that tune. Somebody was asking about Old Christmas Morning, and I didn't think you played that tune.
No, I don't play it. I've never been able to get that tune. That's a tough one. You play it.
Try.
You play it good, but I just don't seem to be able to get it.
I don't think he plays that either. Are you getting tired?
No, not really.
Can you think of something else in the high key? Play for us.
Yeah, I don't know.
You played for me one time an old song called "The House Carpenter."
Yeah, that's played in E minor. That's another tune. Golly, I haven't played for.
You played it in high key, though, right?
No, I played it in.
You played it in natural key.
Betty Baker in Indian Nation.
Somebody sang that in your family?
Yeah.
Who was that?
My mother used to sing it. That's where I first heard it, was from her family. Did we play it?
Creek's one of those tunes for me that, you know, I've tried to block out most of my life, and I heard some bluegrass banjo player playing it 30,000 times, and I could never stand that tune. And then when I heard Ernie play it, the tune finally made sense to me, or finally sounded like a tune.
Here.
Sound like something I wanted to do. Puts that old time spirit back in it.
That tune, you know how that tune got started, don't you?
Hey, why don't you tell them about that? Your father had a theory about that.
At a dance, on this creek, and way back years ago, the creek didn't even have a name at that time. They got a little corn whiskey and got too much, and they got into a free-for-all. One guy got his leg broke, and they cut that tune, put together, and they called it Cripple Creek. And that's the name of the creek today. They call that creek today, Cripple Creek.
Where
down
is it?
Down in Clay County.
Yeah. Your father told you that?
Hmm?
Your father told that?
Mm-hmm.
somebody was asking for the Three Forks of Cheap, and I know...
Child, I don't know that.
Didn't you tell me that Jack Wayne played that tune? I know.
Yeah, he played them all.
Yeah.
Every tune that you could think of, all you had to do is just tell Uncle Jack to play it. You play it. You know them
if
all.
If I put her in Uncle Sled, old Sledge Key, would you play that for us?
Yeah, go right ahead.
No, I want you to. I was trying to play it this morning, old
what?
Sledge. I'd like to hear you play it.
Jerry, I can't play old Sledge. You play it.
Straight,
I think it's all right. I think it's right in your E string there. Your E string, I think it's right.
We had a talk. We were trying to decide this morning what old sledge meant. Do you have any idea what old sledge means?
Well, yes, they used to use when way back years ago they used to use a big old it was just back in them days they didn't have the blacksmith facilities to do blacksmith work with, and they just kind of heat and hammer out a great big metal ball, and they called it a sledge. Today you buy hammers, they got the hammer to it. They call it sledgehammer. Well, these things, they just call them the sledge. So that's what that tune was named after, named from, that old sledge that they used to play.
Thank you.
cut out the start there. I made about a start. It's a pretty hard tune to play, and gosh, I don't know whether I ever did play that tune.
It's a hard tune to play. It's the hardest tune to play, I think. Now we start out in that Betty Baker key, and we played in natural key, and we played in the high key, we played in old sledge key, and I think there's one more key you play in, and when you raise your bass and play, Porky Deer and those kind of keys. Maybe we'll try a few of those. Okay, Ernie plays in, besides the tunings he's been playing in, he plays some tunes with just the bass raised from a G up to an A. It's in the natural key, raises a G to an A, and most of the time he plays in the key of D. But he also plays rye straw, which I guess is in the key of A. So,
certain tunes, you have to have certain key to play that tune. You cannot play it in just any key. Maybe you cannot play it in any key, or in the key where it belongs. That's why it's necessary for you to know what tune that fiddle. I tune the fiddle about four or five different.
Yeah, I think that's five. If you play in this key, that's five different ways you tune the fiddle.
And that's not my idea, that was the idea of the best fiddler I ever heard, Jack Wayne.